Minister of Foreign Affairs Camilo Gonzalez said this country's parliament recently approved supplementary estimates of almost $84 million to aid in the ongoing rebuilding exercise. He noted that over 25% of this funding is being made available by global friends and allies of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Of that $84 million approved for this year, over one quarter comes in the form of grant funding from our global friends and allies. Further, despite the crucial importance of our far-flung friends and allies across the globe, the overwhelming majority of our grant support comes from states of the Americas, from Canada in the north to Chile in the south and all points in between. Additionally, a host of hemispheric neighbors have also pledged or delivered non-cash contributions of building materials, engineers, and relief supplies that further swell the total value of the already massive regional response to our recent disaster. And our neighbors that are near have been very generous in contributing to the recovery of St. Vincent and the Grenadines from this flood.
Minister Gonzalez said the disaster emphasized the role of this country's foreign policy in building alliances and marshalling the support of friendly nations.
While the acquisition of grant funds is a very small part of our foreign policy, it nonetheless provides an important insight into the role of foreign policy in nation building, or in this case, in nation rebuilding. In a June 2007 address entitled "The Modern Competitive Post-Colonial Economy, The Case of St. Vincent and the Grenadines," Prime Minister Dr. the Honorable Ralph Gonsalves listed as a central aim, and I'll quote him, to refocus the nation's foreign policy, including foreign economic relations and trade, in such a way as to enhance our nation's capacity to deal more capably with its external political economic environment in the interest of our people's own humanization.
Minister Gonzalez said a number of regional agencies responded promptly and favorably to the needs of this country following the disaster.
In the aftermath of that day of calamitous flood, the various organizational arms of the Inter-American system were also generous and prompt. The OAS made a substantial cash donation, and PAHO provided important assistance in damage assessment, equipment repair, medical supplies, and psychological services. As the agricultural sector once again begins the journey of recovery from yet another disastrous climate event, ICA will play a pivotal role in equipping our farmers to succeed in this new era of increasingly volatile weather events. The disaster response by the Inter-American system and its member states has been magnificent and magnanimous.
Minister of Foreign Affairs Camilo Gonzalez, Bertil Maloney, reporting for NBC News.